Welcome to Latino.
Adler, pensum sexagesimum, lesson 60, on page 340. Verbs followed by two accusatives. The verb docere, to teach, with its compounds, e docere, de docere, and celare, to conceal, take two accusatives, one of them designating the person, and the other the thing that is taught or the thing that is concealed. Quis musicam docuit Epaminondam? Who taught Epaminondas music? Quis musicam docuit Epaminondam? Catalina juventutem, quam ilexerat, mala facinora edocebat. Catiline was instructing the young men, whom he seduced in pernicious crimes. Catilina juventutem, quam ilexerat, mala facinora edocebat. Democritus polyainon geometriam voluit dedocere. Democritus wanted to make Polyainus unlearn geometry. Democritus polyainum geometriam voluit dedocere. Non te celavi sermonum Appii. I have not concealed from you the language of Appius. Non te celavi sermonum Appii. Antigonus iter omnes celat. Antigonus concealed his route from everyone. Antigonus iter omnes celat. These verbs often occur with one accusative only, and docere sometimes without any case, just like the English to teach, to instruct. Thus, docere, edocere, celare. So, docere aliquem, or aliquid, or aliquem aliquid, edocere aliquem aliquid, or edocere aliquem aliquid, celare aliquem, celare aliquid, or celare aliquem aliquid. Dedocere aliquem, dedocere aliquem aliquid. When docere and edocere mean to inform, the thing is expressed by the ablative with de. De itinere hostium senatum edocet. He informed the Senate of the enemy's route. De itinere hostium senatum edocet. Sulla de his rebus docetur. Sulla is informed of these things. Sulla de his rebus docetur. And so also celare aliquem de re. An infinitive may take the place of the accusative of the thing. Dionysius tondere filias suas docuit. Dionysius taught his daughters to shave. Dionysius tondere filias suas docuit. When the construction becomes passive, the accusative of the person is changed into the nominative, and that of the thing either remains or is changed into the ablative with de or without de. For example, omnes militiae artes edoctus. Schooled in all the arts of war. Omnes militiae artes edoctus. Et graecis doctus literis et latinis. Learned in both Greek and Latin literature. et Graecis doctus litteris et Latinis. Per legatos cuncta e doctus, informed of everything by his agents, per legatos cuncta e doctus. Hoc id illud celabar, I was kept ignorant of that. Hoc cid illud celabar. Non est profecto de illo veneno celata mater. The mother was surely not kept ignorant of that poison. Non est profecto de illo veneno celata mater. Other verbs, signifying to instruct, such as erudio, instruo, instituo, informo, do not admit an accusative of the thing, but have either the ablative or in. His in rebus jam te usus ipse erudivit. In these things experience itself has already taught you. His in rebus jam te usus ipse erudivit. Epicrates exercitum omni disciplina militari erudivit. Epicrates instructed the army in every military discipline. Epicrates exercitum omni disciplina militari erudivit. Verbs signifying to inquire, to ask, to demand, also take two accusatives, one of the person and the other of the thing. Such verbs are rogo, oro, exoro, posco, reposco, flagito, interrogo, exquiro, consulo, percontor, etc. For example, meo iure te hoc beneficium rogo. I ask you for this favor, as one to which I am entitled. Meo iure te hoc beneficium rogo. Nunquam deos divitias rogavi. I have never asked the gods for riches. Nunquam deos divitias rogavi. Orationes me duas postulas. You are demanding two orations of me. Orationes me duas postulas. Pacem te omnes poscimus. We all ask you for peace. Pacem te omnes poscimus. Caesar aeduos frumentum quotidie flagitabat. Caesar was dunning the aedui every day for supplies of corn. Caesar aeduos frumentum quotidie flagitabat. Ibo et consulam hanc rem amicos. I will go and consult my friends about this thing. Ibo et consulam hanc rem amicos. Sunt quae te volumus percontari. There are matters about which we wish to question you. Sunt quae te volumus percontari. Verbs of asking or demanding sometimes also have aliquid ab aliquo, and those of asking or inquiring aliquem de aliquare. For example, quid acta tua vita, quid studia, quid artes a te flagitent, tu videbis. See yourself what your past life, your studies and science demand of you. Quid acta tua vita, quid studia, quid artes a te flagitent, tu videbis. Visne ut te eis dem de rebus Latine interrogem. Do you wish me to ask you about the same things in Latin? Visne ut te eis dem de rebus Latine interrogem. And also, te oro, te rogo. So, te oro ut, te rogo ut, etc. After peto, I ask, or beseech, and quaero, I ask, or inquire, the double accusative never occurs. But the construction of those verbs is petere aliquid ab aliquo, petere ab aliquo ut, or petere ab aliquo ne, and quaerere aliquid ab aliquo, or quaerere aliquid de aliquo, quaerere aliquid ex aliquo. For example, quod ne facias peto a te, which I beseech you not to do. Quod ne facias peto a te. Eadem secreto ab aliis quaerit. He makes the same inquiry secretly of others. Eadem secreto ab aliis quaerit.